me out with your smile. Now the sunshine brings the light. Fill me out with a flame. I will let you in this game.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Let's Talk Bird Dog coming at you again on the 12th of March, 2019. It's a good fucking day.
Hell yeah.
You know why? Because my boy Matthew is right here next to me. We're starting another podcast.
Chicky chicky. One more time.
All right, man. Anyway, I just wanted to pop it off here. We have a couple topics here. Kind of wanted to talk a little bit about some situations that happen at work.
Situations.
Apparently, my boy Matthew over here. My name's Bobby or 1M. You can call me. I don't know if you guys remember me.
Call him anything, guys. Call him anything you want to call him. It's whatever. Anyway, call him Frankie, Bobby, Jimmy, Little Ricky.
Little Ricky.
Anyway, well, what's up?
Got scammed. Scammed at work.
I got
a phishing email.
Basically, somebody fucked with my feelings.
He fucked your feelings.
Whoever did that shit, fuck you.
And it caused a massive outroar inside the company.
It did.
It really did. And it was really funny to watch because I was sitting there in the middle.
You even see me get up about to do shit.
He fucking, he was like, yo, look, Brian's messaging me. I was like, oh shit, I have a meeting to go to. Let me know how that goes. So I didn't really look at it.
No, so the whole thing was our boss at the company emailed me. Quote unquote, he emailed
boss.
Me.
No, reiterate that. CEO
emailed me.
Of the company.
So I just got this new position at work. So like, I thought he contacted me like, I guess he just contacts that person to do some errands or something. So basically, he was like, you know, can you go get me some gift cards? I need to give it to a client. I was like, okay. I was like, just let me know what type you need and how much and how many. I got you. And he's like, well, get me some Google gift cards. Either $500 worth, three of those, or $15 of $100 worth ones. And I was like, okay. Word. See, I never even checked what his email was. All I seen was his name, and I was like, well, I guess it's him. I mean, who? I mean, dude, these scammers did their research. That's all I'm gonna say, because they knew my name and they knew my boss's name. That was some weird shit, but yeah, props to those mans.
Shit was crazy.
Shit was weird.
And then afterwards, fucking vice president of company, you know, goes between multiple parties. Vice president of company is like, comes to me, and HR is like, yeah, we need to crack down on this, start testing people, and like,
we need to start some FBI shit.
Yeah, I had to track down IPs and shit today, and it was hilarious because Matthew's like one of my best pals, especially at the company. He sits right next to me and literally talked to me about this shit before.
It looks so real though, man. Like, I'm not even joking. It really did. Real.
Like, I had no doubt.
Because he basically mimicked it.
But if I sat there and looked at that shit and I didn't have a meeting to go to, I probably would have identified it pretty quickly.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I looked at the first email and it just said Brian Garnett. It didn't have an email tag or anything. Did you not know that?
No.
Because I looked at it. I sent all those emails. I forwarded it from your computer to my computer.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at it and it, like, you couldn't have, like, from the first email that he sent, you couldn't have identified it. Like, there was no way.
Well, just in case they try to get me in trouble for that, you know, speak up for your boy real quick, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
I will.
I was just trying to do my job, you know, guys. But I was just trying to do my job.
I'm going to locate that asshole and I'm going to put his shit on blast. I might actually fucking DDoS his ass. I probably shouldn't be talking about this right now, but. You don't fuck with my boy.
Dude, since you want to talk about something about me, let's talk about that time you had that miso soup, brother.
Come on, man.
That miso soup.
This shit was like the worst experience of my fucking life, alright, guys? Listen, I fucking went to this man's restaurant. He just started working at a restaurant. It's like an Asian restaurant. Serves hibachi, you know. The whole shebang. It's fucking amazing. Great food, except for the miso soup. Now, getting to the miso soup, I took a girl with me, with a whole bunch of my friends, a whole bunch of his friends, Done With Hair was there. Stroke was there. Purple,
Mr. Purple. I don't know.
Miss Purple.
You got ever. I don't know. I forgot her name.
I didn't make that name. That was Done With Hair. But anyway, fucking. She didn't want the miso soup. I didn't get miso soup. I don't know why. But
I don't know.
She handed it to me. I fucking drank that bitch because it was good. Next fucking day rolls around. I wake up and there's fucking. It looks like chicken box, but on a whole new level, bro. It's like literally like a fucking red dot that's swelling on every single inch of my skin.
It basically looked like he got stung by like a whole herd of bees.
It was an allergic reaction, and it really sucked mentally because I'm like sitting here looking at it, and this shit itches. I'm sitting here looking at it, and this shit is fucking crazy. Like I'm like from my toes to my head, like there was spots on my face at one point.
Really?
Yeah, this shit was that crazy. And then, so that was a Sunday. Roll around to work, show up to work with all this shit on my fucking shit.
I looked at him and I said, "Damn, bro." First thing came to my mind was like. Yo, you're fucked up. Like, did you go to the doctors? And he said, yeah, I did. Doctor said, you know, it's just allergic reaction. It should go away in a couple of days. I was like, all right, bet, man, my bad, man. I didn't know my shit was fucked up over there. So
don't eat the miso soup, no matter where you are.
And just, hey, if you ever go to a restaurant, if you have a miso soup, just make sure you put that shit on your skin first and test it out.
I don't think it works that way.
I thought that's how they test you out in hospitals when they see if something you're allergic to something. Because when I got cut by a spoon one time. That's a.
How do you get cut by a spoon?
We'll talk about that story in a minute. It's pretty funny. We'll talk about the spoon story. So, real quick on this story. So, like, I got cut by a spoon, so I had to go to the hospital, and they said, you know, because your cut's been open for a minute, they had to give you some shots to protect you from infection. So, like.
And you know what that is, right?
No.
They just pump you with that same shit to overload your system to make sure that. You're good.
Yeah, but they asked me if I was allergic to something, and I said my grandfather was. I forgot what it was, because my mom was with me, and she told them that my grandfather was, and I don't know if I am. So they smeared a little bit on my skin to see if it would rash up.
Did it?
Because my grandfather had it, and the reason why how he found out that he was allergic was they didn't even ask him, because back in the day, they didn't ask you if you were allergic. They just assumed that you were good. So when they gave him that dosage, he got into a cardiac arrest, but you know, he recovered. Like they, you know, he was good.
Resuscitated him.
Yeah. So like, but yeah, I thought they always like put that stuff on your skin to see if you're allergic to something. But anyway, so
I
back on
hear that fucking story.
Back on the meat. Let's finish the story at a time, brother.
Okay. So.
I,
no, fuck that story. I want to
no,
hear
no,
you
no,
fucking
no.
story.
I'll talk about the spoon. I'll talk about the spoon.
Damn it.
So I said. You know, I asked him if he's good. He's like, yeah, you know, it's just allergic. I went to a doctor's article. So I was like, you know, his whole, like, literally, this man's whole body was, like, all, like, lumped up and red and shit. I was like, God damn, I felt bad as a motherfucker. So he said, I'm gonna go to lunch or I'm gonna go home and take a rest. I was like, cool. So he came back from lunch, and I swear this man was totally fine. Like, this guy came back with not a single lump on his body, not a single rash on this man's skin. Like, this man was back normal again.
How terrifying that was mentally.
I know
not
it's like
only physically because it itched.
I understand the feeling of that. Mentally. It's like when you always face something you're unknown of and you're just looking at it on your
Imagine.
Body. Like I had this, like, you see this black thing on my thing?
Yeah.
At one point it started to I started to have a lot, and I thought I had like herpes or some shit. Or I had some disease,
but
I was
imagine
scared
just
of
popping
shit.
Up one day, just, and just you just have this shit, yeah. This shit all over your body. Oh. You just spilled alcohol, man.
God dang it! I gotta refill myself.
Carry on, I got you.
Oh no.
Hey guys, it'll just take 1 minute. You got spill. On
Run down place. There, buddy. Dang, man.
Here you go, Mike.
Yeah, so I had these lumps on my leg. I mean, not my leg. I spilled alcohol on my leg, but
yeah, that shit was fucked up.
Oh shit.
Spilled alcohol, some Jack Daniels, dog.
Shit. So, anyway, turned out I went to the doctor to see if these lumps on my hands were, like, some kind of disease or something. But turned out he just said it was because of scar tissue. Like, I'm that type of person that my scars would build up to a harder layer. So, and then my cousin that's an artist, tattoo artist, said that I can't get tattoos because my skin's that way. Because it's just going to look weird. So, she suggested that I should not get tattoos because it would look weird on me one day. Because of the scar tissue buildup. But yeah, that's pretty much that.
Alright.
But yeah, this man looked totally fine the next day. And yeah, shit was weird. I mean, I was like, it was cool to see that, you know, like he was fine. But at the same time, it was just like really random. Like this man left fucked up basically and came back totally normal.
Yeah, but imagine like you wake up one day with this crazy ass fucking rash and then all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of fucking thoughts going through your mind like, yo, am I like this forever? And that's what I was going through because
you're not gonna be like that forever.
No, but I literally was like,
yeah, I would be
I started
scared,
pouring tea tree oil all over my skin and shit, so I was pretty much good, but oh man, that was probably the roughest time of my life.
It was only 2 days, so you're lucky it was only 2 days.
Behind the books.
If it was more than that, it would have been kind of like stressful. But all right, so let me tell you guys about the spoon story.
Yeah, I want to hear about all the right, spoon.
I'll man. Tell you guys about the spoon story.
Let's hear it.
So, I used to go to middle school in China, and at that time, we were really big in like wrestling. We used to watch WWE in Asia a lot too, so we were really big in wrestling. So me and my friends would like play around like wrestling games in the back of the class. It's like in Asia, like there's not like you don't go to class to class, you stay in a classroom and the teacher comes to your room.
Oh,
so
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was actually really good. Cause like I ain't trying to walk all over the place.
Well, how are Asians? So no, I'm not gonna be. I don't want to feel racist because it's 2019.
Well, what is your question? No, you're good.
Most Asians are like really like, I don't know, skinny, in a way.
Yeah. I think it really has something to do with your what you eat. Cause
oh,
like.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with eating because, I think Asia eats lesser fried food. When I used to live there, I was super skinny. When I came back, I got fat.
Yeah, honestly, I've been super bloated ever since last night. Some fucking mean-ass fucking fried-ass chicken, dude. It was amazing, but yeah, bloated as
fuck. You know what we need to do 2019? We need to start going to the gym.
Say 2019 again?
2019. We need to start going to the gym.
Asian invasion out there.
Hey, all right, so we were having our routine lunchtime wrestling session in the back of our classroom, right? So I was like, I used to fuck people up in the back of the classroom. Like I used to like, nobody could beat me. So my friend thought it would be funny to like, it's first of all, it's middle school, okay? So he thought it'd be funny because we used to eat lunch in our classroom. They would bring the lunch boxes to our room. We have to pay, it's in our tuition that.
Can you say lunchbox in Mandarin real quick?
Fun, huh? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, if you guys want Chinese lessons, please contact www.matthewsteaching.com. That's not real. Don't go.
God damn it. I was actually typing that in as we speak.
No. All right. So, we had a, we were wrestling. So my friend, he was actually my good friend at the time. He thought it'd be funny that if he, if he would tickle me with a spoon while I was wrestling people, when people are on top of me trying to pound.
Whoa, what?
I don't know, man. It was just some
that sounds like a cool ass experience in Asia.
He was like, so he went to, because you know in Asia they bring this big gallon.
It's in Taiwan though.
It's in China. This is in China.
China. Okay.
Yeah. So well, same thing. I don't know. Whatever. It's in Asia. So. You know, we used to have these big gallons of soups that they bring in. You can bring your own bowl up and you can take the soup out and put it in your bowl and take it back. So there's a big spoon in there. So he literally bought a spoon up while I was wrestling. He starts tickling me with the spoon. And I'm like,
starts tickling.
He starts tickling me with a big ass spoon. And I was like, yo, chill, chill. This shit's actually really ticklish or some shit. So I smacked the spoon, right? And all of a sudden, I just feel like a pain in my arm.
Pain in your arm?
Yeah. Like a pain right here at my, right here. It's actually.
Wait, so where did this happen?
It's when I was going to school.
No, I mean, like, China. Where did
the spoon? It's the back of the classroom.
No, where tickled, did this?
All right, so he's tickling me in my stomach area.
Okay.
So I smacked it away like that because it was ticklish. So I smacked it and I hit the curb of the spoon, I guess. Right? And I hit it right here. And
so immediately
I felt like it hurted, but I didn't think it broke flesh because it's a fucking spoon.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, ah, damn, that shit fucking hurted. And then somebody said, yo, you're bleeding. And I was like, oh, shit. So I thought maybe it just cut a little bit, right? So I went into the bathroom and I started rinsing my hand. And the blood just keeps pouring out of my hand, right? So I'm like, okay, this shit's getting intense. Whew. And so we have a nurse's office in our school, but it's like you have to go down the building, you have to leave the building, and you have to go across the field to get to the nurse's building. Yeah. So I hold my hand, and meanwhile, our uniform was a white uniform.
Oh,
so
shit.
I'm holding my hand like this.
That ain't right, dog.
Against my chest, holding my, like, trying to stop the blood flow. Your boy was smart back in middle school. So I was running to the nurse's office. By the time I got to the
boy was smart back in middle school. What the fuck?
So I ran all the way to middle. I mean,
what the fuck?
I ran all the way to the nurse's office, right?
What the fuck?
I ran all the way to the nurse's
Your
office.
Boy is smart in middle school. I'm so caught on that, dude. What the fuck?
To the nurse's office. By the time I got to the nurse's
smart
office,
smart ass Asian boy running. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I'm sorry.
let me. All right, so I ran all the way to the nurse's office, holding my hand against my chest. Right. By the time I got to the nurse's office, my whole shirt was red. The front part. It was like soaking red with blood. I got there and they looked at it, and I finally had it.
Hell yeah.
I got there and they were like, it was deep. Uh-huh. And they were like, you're gonna need stitches.
Oh,
and
shit.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little pussy back in the day. I didn't want to go to the doctors.
I mean, you're
and get
in middle
needles.
School, dog.
Yeah. So I was like,
I was like,
let's just pour some alcohol on this shit.
Uh-huh.
And stop the bleeding, and I'll just let it heal naturally. And they were like, so I've been, like, that's what I was thinking at the
time.
So
you were able to make your own decisions in middle school? No fucking way.
No, that's what I was thinking in my mind. So, like, I was holding it, and then I was putting, like, they didn't put alcohol on it, because that would have fucking turned my shit up. But they put, like, whatever it is on there. I don't know, whatever. It's like some kind of chemical that, you know, you put on there, it kind of bubbles up and then it kind of like cleans it up. So it finally stopped bleeding, right? And I was like, and she looked at it, and that's the time she said, you're gonna need stitches for this shit. And I was like, nah, I don't need stitches for this. Like, yeah, like I was like I'm good, I'm just gonna let it heal up. I don't even care if there's a scar there, you know. Like, he's like, well, you know, there's
a
good chance that. Yeah, I mean, I end up had to go. So back on the story, so like they called my mom to come pick me up. My mom at that time, she was at work at a company, and she came by. She was mad. She thought I got in trouble. So when she came here, she was like, she looked like she was about to yell at me. And then she seen my arm. She's like, holy shit, what the fuck happened to you, man? And I was like, I see, that dude was my good friend, so I just said I did it myself the whole time. I didn't tell my mom that my friend did it by accident until, like, I don't know, like high school when I came back to the States. I said, actually, honestly, my friend did it by accident, but I told my mom I smacked the spoon by accident. But anyway, so I went to the doctors, and this man literally put I had to watch them sew my hand up.
Oh God.
They put 3 stitches on it. It might sound like, it might say, oh, 3 stitches, what a pussy. You know what I mean? But hey, man, come on, man. I was in middle school. I had to watch them fucking sew my shit up.
God damn.
So, like, I literally put my hand on a table, and I watched him like my mom was with me, but I literally watched him get a needle with the drug, like the shit to numb your stuff. He literally stuck the needle in my wound and pumped that shit in there. That shit fucking hurt, man. And then I literally watched him sew that shit up.
Well, that's the fastest way to absorb.
And
straight into the bloodstream.
And yeah, that's pretty much the story of, you know, me getting hurt by a fucking spoon.
How the fuck do you get cut by a spoon?
Hey man, I tell people that story all the time, man. Everything is a weapon. Like, think about it. You can, dude, you can literally kill somebody with a spoon now.
Bro, I need to.
It has to be a big Asian spoon.
I need to get on that Asian shit.
You need to, like, dude, just purchase some Asian spoons, put that in your house, and that's a weapon.
Fucking spooning is not.
Spooning isn't a joke.
It isn't.
It is not.
It's not a joke, something bro. To fuck with, bro.
You cannot fuck with that.
You can't shit. Fuck with spooning, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, but that's pretty, like.
That's insane.
I'm a knock on.
No, that's honestly worse than my fucking shit.
What?
Bro, cut by a spoon, was it a metal spoon?
It's embarrassing. Getting cut by a spoon is embarrassing.
You know the
dude.
Material of the spoon?
It was metal. It was metal.
I'm gonna stay away
from dude, if
that
I got
shit.
Cut by a wooden spoon, I wouldn't be sitting here today. I would honestly just take my ass and just be like, that's embarrassing as hell. You got cut by a wooden spoon. But thank God it was a metal spoon, so it's actually reputable. I can actually talk about it.
Reputable?
Yeah, I just made my own word.
Nah, it's pretty cool word, man.
Peep that shit. But yeah, that's my spoon story right there for you guys.
Give me another shot, man.
You need a shot for that story right there.
No, oh,
you need
some burn dog? I'll take some Jack.
Fuck. You take some Jack.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah, all right, some Hennessy too. No, that's fucking amazing, man. I like to hear about your experiences in Asia. You know why? Because it's different than from this shit.
I got a lot of stories.
I want to hear more.
My Asian stories?
Oh, no, it's less.
Nah, I don't know. I kind of wanted to just come up every time we talk.
Yeah, like, for real. Because this is just, like, fluid.
Yeah.
That's
like
how it is.
Spoon and
that's
life.
How it is with me and you.
Like, you can basically put the spoon and the life experience together. It's like a... It's like I learned my life through a spoon at one point.
What the fuck?
Oh, yo, man. Cheers to the spoon that cut my wound.
Stop.
I can't. I'm a fucking genius, yo. How did I just come up with that shit? I told you, man. I've been smart since middle school.
Because we bounce ideas off of each other, dude. That's how we grow.
Dude, for real. Like, talking about ideas, lately, I've been really wanted to start, like, a cafe. Like a chill cafe. Like, has coffee and, like, different types of Asian tea.
I'll be your marketing man.
You know? And I want to just open that shit in, like, the middle of... like Richmond, like where the school is, and like people can come in and do their homework and they can order like different, because there's a lot of foreign people that goes to BC.
Yeah, it's the most international school in America. You know that, right?
I did not.
It's actually the most bilingual,
and I can put some of my quotes on there, like, you know, like just what I just said, like I learned my life from a spoon.
Don't let the spoon feed you. Don't let the spoon
feed
you.
No, but for real though, like I really like
get
honestly
some miso soup with a fork, bro.
Honestly, like my life and like my goal in life, like my life, I just want to own something that's my own shit, and you that I enjoy to go every day to do it.
Oh, like an actual place.
Yeah, like a place. Like it could be a part of the. It could be like maybe it could be a part
isn't
of Bird
house?
Dog. Let's talk Bird Dog. What?
Isn't that a house?
What?
A place.
No, not like. I mean, like a cafe or something. You know. And it doesn't even matter about the money. It's just really about people coming and enjoying themselves.
Really.
For real, yeah.
You know, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I respect you for that.
Yeah.
What's up? What about Vibe? Remember Vibe Nation?
Yeah, we had this idea. Dude, I don't know. Should we? Because
that's an idea that's sacred that we can still make.
No, because look, listen. That's our ideas, though. If we put it out there,
it wouldn't be ours.
It would be the public's idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kind of like You know, amazing.
But
never mind.
We could though. I mean, we could talk about it. I mean, basically, we wanted to make a place that can basically people come and chill and like.
Yeah, somebody, some place
that you people, vibe when you come. Yeah, that's the whole
people,
name.
I want to create something that people can go and just fucking put time into that they love, like find their passions at this place, you know, like enjoy every single ounce of every single second of all the time that they spend in this place, whether it's, you know, digital or fucking actually physical in the sense that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sick, dude. I really enjoy it. Every single moment we spend on this podcast.
I love the podcast. Like, even though we're not, like, we're still learning through the podcast itself, but I enjoy, like, having the chance to sit down and, like, talk to people and, like, just joke around and talk about some dumb shit.
I like one-on-ones a lot.
Like, dude, what? Tell me a podcast that can make a story of a spoon.
For real.
For real. A fucking spoon. And this is a real story, man. Like, I literally still have the stitches scars from a fucking spoon. Like a spoon cut my wound. Like, it's real shit.
You should get that tattooed.
It's real
shit. You can't.
That's gonna be a quote one day. Somewhere. I'm gonna have a. You know what? I'm gonna post an Instagram post on my page. Asian Rice Man.
Gives you room for
Asian
some
Rice
room.
Man is my personal account, but I prefer you guys to just be on Let's Talk Bird Dog. But I might put a post up on my personal account saying, what I learned from life was, quote, a spoon may take a wound, but my life
will not be doomed.
Yeah, exactly. See, you finished my shit. See, this is what the podcast is about. I start
collaboration, consolidation, guys.
Exactly. Like, we might come out with a rap. Like, we be the Let's Talk Bird Dog rap game.
Spit that shit.
I really can't rap, though.
I could.
You can?
If I was drunk as piss.
Drunk as piss.
I need to not feel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In a way that I can just say words without, you know, caring about what. Like, normally I don't really give a fuck about what anybody thinks of me, but to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
When
so
I'm drunk, it's different.
So let's talk about let's talk about what you've been up to though.
What up? Because
you were, you know, I'm not gonna lie, we had a podcast, last podcast of you asleep. You were actually in it. Technically,
I haven't been in
technically
most
you
of the
were
podcast recently.
Yeah.
You know, I miss you guys. I fucking miss you guys. I just want everybody here to know that, whether or not you're
we need to look. So we need to get back on the real shit.
Yeah, the real shit, man. That drunken shit is kind of, it's fun to listen to. You
but
know,
at the end
ourselves.
Of the day, at the end of the day, we need to start back on our shit. So
that knowledge, man.
You were
bouncing ideas off of each other. Mm-hmm. That's exactly why I even wanted to start this podcast.
And I'm sorry that I caught you snoring on the last podcast.
Don't be sorry for anything, man.
It was good
you
content.
You caught me
though.
Snoring? Wait a minute. I didn't finish that podcast.
You snored on that podcast. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit. Damn, bro. Well, if you stuck with us this far, I appreciate
you. Whoa. Wait up.
You ain't
wait
ready
up.
To done.
I'm not ready to leave yet, fellas. I got this big announcement. You all been here for this. Y'all been here for this. This is what you guys been waiting for. There is, this is about what I've been posting about, right? I want, so we're doing a $25 Amazon card giveaway on
are
this
we?
Podcast. On this, yes.
For
and
what?
They have to listen to this podcast to know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
So, I want everybody to put out, I want, first of all, you need to follow the Insta. Let's Talk Bird Dog, right? You need to follow the podcast.
Is there a Twitter or what other handles are there?
No, this whole event is just for
Insta
and right
podcast.
Now. Yeah, you have to listen. First, you have to listen to the podcast, and then you have to follow us, right? And I just want everybody to, because lately there's been a lot of superhero movies coming out, right? And my favorite superhero is Batman. What about you, Mr. Bobby?
I really like all of them combined.
Okay.
Ever thought about that?
I want, so in this giveaway, I want you guys to follow us on Instagram. Listen to, you know, of course you have to listen to the podcast.
What kind of power
follow us on Instagram and DM us your favorite superhero, and you have a chance of winning a $25 Amazon gift card. And we will, you know, the winner will be, you know, we'll give you the shit to the gift card, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you can't be in this house right now.
Yeah, no, our friends are not included in this. I repeat, our friends are not included. This is all for new fans, the new listeners. You know, just hit us up and say, my favorite superhero. Yeah, what?
All right, I just want to let you guys know that the house we're in every single time, every single moment we've ever recorded any type of podcast has been in a certain house. It's a collaborative house. I like to call it the 1 Central, 1 Empire. We're actually having a party soon, 23rd. I don't know if you guys will be there or not, but it's...
Are you going to give away your address now?
No.
Oh.
Fuck no.
Then why are you asking if people are going to come to your party?
Because I don't know who's going to be listening.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Exactly. But anyway, this is a collaborative house, so there's multiple people.
You know what we should do, though? We should put the party on the story of our Instagram.
Would you do that for me?
I would do it for you. Actually, I know a DJ, too. I can have him come.
I might have to listen to this shit.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, back to the giveaway. Follow us, comment
your favorite superhero.
Your favorite superhero, and you have to listen to this podcast to the end to know what you need to do to win the $25 gift card. So, and
without
it's going to
further ado.
And it is a fair giveaway, cuz we're going to put it in a, you know, a generator that we're just going to put all the names in and it's just going to pop out one. So I hope I hope you'll win.
Best of fucking luck, guys.
Yeah, best of luck. So, thank you guys again for tuning in. This is your boy Matt with Bobby. You got anything else to say, buddy?
1M, bro.
1M. So, we'll catch you in the next one, guys. Peace out.
I love you guys.
Did we are without